mantra says, I want to know the truth and I want to abide by the truth. For that, may I be protected. May the teacher be protected. May I am so ambitious to know about the truth and I want to follow the path of the truth. For that, I want a long life. May the teacher also be there with me to inspire my life. As long as we live, we have to work. We have to karma. We can't escape. In Bhagavad Gita also, Sri Krishna talks about you can't exist without doing action. You must work. But when we work for a company, when employer says you have a job and gives a job description and defines the role you had to play in your life. This is the role you had to play in your life, and along with that one, employer gives what is called as duties and responsibilities. Duties and responsibility, it's along with your job description it comes. So put your steps according to the tunes of the employer. Employer, you had to put your steps according to the tune. And the people, they say, I'm working Monday to Friday, I want a break. I have been doing the job, I am tired, I need a break. The parents, they are saying that, mothers, their new mothers are saying that, I am tired of looking after this baby. This is, I want a break. I am tired. Even mother thinks it's a job. I want a break. Employees, when they are working, I seek a break. When the job, you think you are doing a job, you are doing to impress others. You are looking for freedom in action. Freedom from action. You are looking for freedom from action. And many people, they say that in the working also, once I want to just see my children grow up and get settled, then I will relax. People are saying, I just want to pay off my mortgage, I want to relax. We are saying that we will get happiness once our responsibilities and duties and responsibilities are over, we will get happiness. Most of us are chasing the mirage of happiness, thinking that after that I am happy. That is job. The employer, we think it's a long weekend, Christmas break, I will be happy. I will be happy after something, I will be happy. And durena hevaram karma buddhi yoga dananjaya buddho sharanamanvicha kripana palahetavaha. Sri Krishna says, one does the job thinking that they will be happy after a certain time. Durena hi avaram karma. They are a very inferior type of action and they live a wretched life, miserable life. Sri Krishna says, their job, they are doing a job. Sri Krishna says that one, it's a miserable life. They are doing a miserable life and pitiable life. And Sri Krishna is talking about work. Work is different to job. You should know what is the difference between job and work. Work, your job you are doing only to impress others, to get the recognition from others. Work you do out of inspiration. You do out of inspiration. You are not doing to impress anyone. Impress, in the job, I will be asking, what is my bonus, how much I will get. In work, it's for inner expression of your joy. Whatever you do, it's an expression of your joy. Expression of inner joy you are doing. The work gives the freedom in your life. Job puts you in a bracket makes you depressed. Stress, anxiety comes along with the job. And I'm depressed, so burnt out in the job. You are looking for a break, whereas in work, you never want to take any break. You want to do 365 days a year and as long as you live. There is a exuberance of energy. Exuberance of energy, there is a freedom in action in work. When you are doing the job, you are looking for a freedom from action. It binds you. You want to run away, something binds you. Freedom in action, work. Work out of inspiration. Out of inspiration, whatever you do, it's an expression of joy. I want to do that one. The difference between an ordinary worker and an inspired person, ordinary worker is driven by the reward. I want that type of reward. Ordinary worker works for reward. Whereas an inspired person, reward is not the goal of life. What people pay, they cannot pay the full price for my joy. The joy, my expression, nobody can pay, put a value for what I am experiencing. For joy, job, they will say, you are working this job, there is a industry charity is there, people doing this type, you are worth X number of dollars. For as an inspired person, how can you put a dollar value to that one? You cannot. So, when you are working, nobody, that person is not at all worried. Whatever you are giving, it is insignificant. It is not, you cannot equate that one. That is the difference between an ordinary worker and an inspired person. Inspired person, in scriptures, they talk about you can convert job into work by tuning into your interest, not doing the job for the sake of job. Look for what inspires you. Find something, work for, align with that one. It should bring joy to your life. If a job is making you stress, anxiety, and I think it is better you give up that one. Do something which motivates, enriches your heart, enriches your life. Find something. World is full of opportunities. Find something which enriches. In Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter, Sri Krishna says, you can convert job into work by, instead of in job, you are doing for your own sake. What to do? I have to put food on my table. I have to feed my family. I am doing that one working job only for myself and my family binds. Work, when you are doing the work, you are not doing for your own self-interest. You are taking the whole bigger picture. When you start doing a bigger picture, you start unshackling. Job only for myself, work for others. Expression of joy. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjuhoshi dadasyatam yat tapashyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. When you are doing expression of joy, you want to do it for everyone, you start seeing the God everywhere. Sri Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever action you do, you offer it to the bigger picture. Never say, I'm doing for myself. I have to do for my wife, my husband, my children. Not to limit yourself. Bigger picture. Whatever you do, as an offering to the Creator you do, your job will be transformed into work. In the Ashtanga Yoga, the eight-limbed yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Yama and Niyama are the foundation. In the Niyama, it is finishes, ends with Ishvara Pranidhana. Part of yoga, Ishvara Pranidhana means offering to God. Whatever you are doing, you have to offer it to the God. ಈಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಣಿಧಾನ ನಿಯಮ, ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅಹಿಂಸಾ ಇಸ್ ಶೌಚ ಸಂತೋಷ ತಪಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಈಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಣಿಧಾನ. ಯುವರ್ ಫೌಂಡೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಯೋಗ ಎಂಡ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ದ ಗಾಡ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್. ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಮ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯು ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ತಪಸ್. ತಪಸ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯು ವೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಯು ವೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ದ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ, ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ತಪಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ವರ್ಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಯು ವೋಂಟ್ ನೋ, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಆಕ್ಟ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಡೂ ದ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಷಿಯೇಟ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಜಾಬ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವರ್ಕ್. ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಷಿಯೇಟ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಜಾಬ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವರ್ಕ್. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ವೆದರ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಜಾಬ್ ಆರ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ವರ್ಕ್. ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಡಿಫೈನ್ಸ್ whether you are doing the job or work. If I do not know what is karma yoga, if I do not know what is jnana, if I do not know what is bhakti, I will mistaken work for job and life is fraught with stress, anxiety and depression. Ashtanga yoga leads to raja yoga. Raja meaning of raja means ranjate, rajayati. One becomes brilliant. Raja yoga, meaning of that one, raja means one who becomes extraordinary brilliant, is called as raja yoga. Raja yoga, ashtanga yoga transforms you into raja yoga, becomes someone extraordinary in your life by converting job into work. And what you are learning here from Rajendra, it is another raja yoga. You are learning from raja yoga. From Rajendra Yoga, Raja Yoga. Make you to become someone extraordinary. That is the message of Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga leads you to Raja Yoga. You must become a Raja Yogi. Raja Yogi means become someone extraordinary in your life. Ranjate, Rajayate. Rajayate is called as Raja Yoga. Lie down on your back.